The things that you and I say make a difference to ourselves and others. These are a few great reminders for you to consider. Think about how you rank with these mindless blurts. You shouldn't feel that way. Ah, but they do. They do feel that way. And your comment is dismissive. Why not ask why next time? Why do you think you feel that way? What's that about? Now you're cooking with gas. You'll turn the conversation from marshmallow to meat. Let's be a bit more on purpose and present with those in our lives. You can't beat those real McCoy friendships, I tell you. Let's go do lunch sometime. This is the most cordial, graceful, polite way of not ever having to see that person again. That's right. Any sentence that begins with let's and ends with sometime has little intention of following through. If you really do want to see someone again, try this. Let's do lunch. How about next Tuesday or Wednesday? Which one looks best for you? Never again. Never say never. Such a statement is from pure 100% emotions that you feel just after you get stung or bamboozled or humiliated. Next time, just let that thought exit your ear or your nose rather than your mouth. Because someday, you're going to eat those words. Take it from me, a seasoned word-tasting aficionado. I've eaten my share of words. I should. Oh, I love this one. In my earlier days, this was my favorite go-to cop-out. If I knew I needed to clean my garage or fix the outlet or wash the dog or change jobs or chase my dream, but I didn't want to be bothered with it right now, I simply said the magic words, I need to. Then poof, I was no longer obligated to have to do it. I mean, come on, isn't it enough that I at least know that I should do it? As long as you and the universe know that I should do it, that should suffice for now, right? The only problem is, the moment that you plan to do it never gets here. Okay, here's one. You make me so...
I know that's right.
Hold your horses. After much scrutiny and deliberation, my group of researchers determined that there is no string, no rope, no apparatus or mechanism attaching me to you. Therefore, you cannot make me do anything. And using such an excuse, it only passes the blame for my choices and actions onto someone else. Believing that another person or thing or event or circumstance makes you do anything keeps you a victim and, well, quite unattractive. Take back your power, baby. There you go. Take those and smoke on them. Flipping your commonly used expressions, it can add up to creating more of the life you want. This is your buddy, Rob. And this is love and encouragement from my family to yours. Now go make this day count.